It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, it's time for Swap Shop. And I'm Glenn Coble. And you know how things go here on Swap Shop. If you have an item that you're interested in selling, or you're looking for an item, or you have an event that you want to talk about, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you can, you know, call us up. Say, I've got a washing tub that I'd like to sell. You can say, give us where you live, what your phone number is, we'll try and get it sold for you. Give us the item that you have and a phone number where people can call you to negotiate the price, or you can even give us the price if you care to, and we'll try and get it sold for you. If you have an event that's going on that you'd like to tell the world about, give us a call. Or if you're even looking for something, like you want a new bicycle, but you don't want to pay full price, so you're looking for a gently used bicycle, give us a call and say, hey, I'm looking for a bicycle and my phone number is such and such, and give me a call and we'll talk about price. Or you can even say, I'll pay $20 for a used bicycle, whatever. Leave your phone number and we'll try and get the people that are trying to sell their bicycle, they'll try and get them in touch with you. If you're shy and you don't like to go on the radio, you can send us information and we'll put it on the air for you. And what you do is you send a note or an ad or a schedule to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302, and we'll put it on, much like these two that we have here. We got a notification that the File Memorial Baptist Church on David Street is hosting a Southern Gospel get-together with special guest stars, the Gary Lyons Trio and also the James Rainey Trio. Two of the famous people that they're going to have is Denise Hopper and James Michael Rainey, and they're going to be singing for you and playing for you. If you're interested in that, you can call for information by calling 740-692-1141. Let me give you that again. Call for Gary Lyons. 740-692-1144. That's for that gospel, Southern Gospel singing thing. Doesn't list a price, so maybe it's a donation, or maybe they will take an offering. I'm not sure how that works. Or maybe it's absolutely free and they just want you to come and get some good gospel music. One of my big joys in my life when I was young is I used to drive a car, like driving Miss Daisy. I used to drive a car for a lady whose name was Ms. Burke. And her husband was the owner of, or if not the owner, he might have just been the president of Ball Jar Company. And I drove for her. Her husband had passed away. And I drove for her every, I think, 2 or 3 days a week up in northern Michigan. And we would go to... I remember Wednesday because we always went to the farmer's market on Wednesday and got stuff for her. But Wednesday night, we all would always go to a gospel sing, which was the African-American church that her maid went to and also sang with, would put on a gospel sing. And it was more than just gospel. It was African-American gospel music. And every Wednesday I would take her to that. I'll tell you what, it thrilled me. I really enjoyed it. So anyway, that's one of my little tales I tell about. Okay, also sent in to us is a notification that Saturday, August 6th, from 11 to 1 p.m., there's going to be the First Ladies Luncheon. Where they're going to invite first ladies to come to this luncheon. It'll be at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The price is $25, and they're going to have Abigail Fillmore, that's Millard Fillmore's wife, Frances Cleveland, that's Grover Cleveland's wife, Eleanor Roosevelt and Nancy Reagan, who I don't think I need to tell you who their husbands are. They're going to have them there. You'll get to meet those people and have dinner or have lunch. That again is Saturday, August 6th, from 11 to 1 p.m. at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. And the reason why we're mentioning it so early is you have to have your reservation in by July 15th. So if you're planning to go to that, you better start thinking about it, okay? Again, you're listening to Swap Shop. If you have something you want to sell or an event you want to talk about or you want to find something, give us a call here. Give us your name first name at least, your phone number, what you're looking for or what you have to sell. You can list a price or not, depending on, you know, whether you want to get negotiated or not. And we'll put it on the air so that maybe you can sell that. We have a call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I have for sale.
Okay.
A wonderful item for a child.
Okay.
It's a plastic kitchen set.
Ooh.
It has a sink and a stove and a refrigerator, and they're all hooked together in one unit. It's about 3 feet tall and 4 feet wide.
Huh.
And there are knobs that turn and doors that open and all sorts of wonderful things.
It has a stove and a sink and what else?
A refrigerator.
Refrigerator, cool.
It can be used inside the house or outside in the yard if you want to get everybody out this summer.
Yeah.
And this wonderful kitchen item is priced at only $10.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Wait,
yeah.
There's more.
Okay, give me more.
At no additional cost.
Oh, cool.
A small skillet and a whisk will be included for pretending to mix up an omelet.
I'm good at pretending to mix up an omelet.
Well, this is just what you need.
Yeah.
You and Buddy could have a wonderful
time. We could have a great time. Buddy would eat all the food, though, unfortunately.
That's right. Well, it's just pretend. It won't hurt him.
Okay. All right. What phone number?
Phone number is
740-387-3689. 8-9. Okay, let me read this back because I kind of did my own little freehand here. You have a plastic kitchen set, and it includes, it's about 4 feet wide, it includes a stove, a sink, a refrigerator, all the stuff you'd need for a let's pretend kitchen. And you only want $10 for it. You're going to give, along with that, you're going to give them a skillet and a whisk, which I hope they don't use. Is it a heavy skillet?
No.
Oh, okay. And your phone number is 740-387-3689. Did I get it all right there?
You have it wonderfully written down. The skillet is in comparison with the stove, the refrigerator,
okay,
and the sink.
So I got you.
It's designed to be used with that.
Not a cast iron one that you can hit mom and dad with. Yeah, okay. Very good.
Thank you very much.
We'll keep announcing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Swap Shop has its first call for today, and I hope everybody is having a good time. I got to make sure I hit the right button here, get this lady off the phone here. Okay, that's a plastic kitchen set. It includes a 4-foot-wide stove with sink and refrigerator. They're also going to throw in the skillet and whisk that go with it, only for $10. You can't pass that. If you got kids, little guys, little girls that want to play house, that's kind of a neat thing to have for $10. 740-387-3687. I hope she gets so many calls right off the bat she has to call me back and say, quit telling them. Okay, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and we're going to do a little bit of a Memorial Day trivia. I'll get back, by the way, I'll get back to that. So if you didn't get that phone number, give me 10 minutes and we'll do it again. Okay. Questions and answers, here you go, about Memorial Day. What city is known as the birthplace of Memorial Day? And it doesn't tell me why. It just tells me what the birthplace is of Memorial Day. Waterloo, New York. That's kind of odd. Okay, let's get back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
You may have written it down correctly, but when you just repeated my phone number,
yeah,
it ends in a 9.
Oh, yes, I did write it down correctly. 740-387-3689.
That's right.
Well, as you may, if you're a regular listener, you may know I have dyslexia, which sometimes throws my numbers off.
That's all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll repeat it correctly next time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm very sorry about that. 740-387-3689. Okay. All right, let's continue on our Memorial Day, getting ready for Memorial Day trivia questions. Memorial Day was originally known as what? Now, this, when I was young, and that's a long time ago, when I was young, this is what I knew Memorial Day as. Now, living when I was young in Indiana, we all knew it as this other name. It was called Decoration Day. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I am looking for a pump for an above-ground pool.
A pump?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pool pump.
Pool pump.
Yeah, swimming pool for it's about an 18-foot pool, up above-ground pool, and I need a pump.
Okay. Do you know what level of gallons per minute you need, or just to...
Well, you know, it's probably... I really don't know.
But you have... It's 18 foot across.
Okay. 18 foot.
So it's pretty big.
18 by 4 foot.
Okay. Yeah, it's only 4 feet deep. Okay. Do you have a price you're interested in paying, or just negotiate?
If they have a price, we'll negotiate.
Okay, excellent. Give me your phone number.
It's 740-361-0851.
Let me read this back to you. You're looking for a pool pump for an above-the-ground pool that's roughly 18 feet by 4 feet deep. You'd like to negotiate a price. You're looking for the pump. 740-361-0851. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Okay, let's find one for you, okay?
All right, thank you,
Thanks for calling Swap Shop.
Bye-bye.
All right. right, excellent. Okay, I gotta shut that off. And okay, that gentleman's looking for a pool pump, you know, to recirculate the water in an above the ground pool. And his pool is 18 feet across by 4 feet deep. So that gives you a general idea of the size of it. And if you're interested in selling a pool pump to the gentleman, he's looking for it. 740-361-0851. 740-361-0851. Okay, I hope we can find him a pool pump, which he's in need of. He doesn't have one. He's looking for one, okay? And then we're also trying to sell that plastic kitchen set with a stove, sink, refrigerator. Even the skillet and whisk come with it for $10. 740-387-3689. Don't forget, we're also announcing there's going to be a Southern Gospel, I guess you would call it a concert. They're going to have the Gary Lyons Trio, and they are going to bring in the James Rainey Trio. And Dennis Hooper and James Rainey are going to be singing together, I guess. They're going to just have some great Southern Gospel music. It's going to be July 15th at 7 p.m. at the File Memorial Baptist Church out on 487 David Street here in Marion. If you need information, call 740-692-1140. Okay. Also, the First Ladies Luncheon is going to go on August 6th from 11 to 1 p.m. out at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The event costs $25. Abigail Fillmore, Francis Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan will be the first ladies that will be there. The reason why we need to get this out is because you have to let them know by July 15th that you're coming. You have to get your tickets by then. You can go to Heritage Hall and get your tickets there, or you can call 740-387-4255 or go online to www.marionhistory.com. Okay, I think we got those things out of the way. And we'll continue on with our stuff. If you are interested in selling something, buying something, or you have an event you want to talk about, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. I'm Glenn Coble, and you're listening to Swap Shop here at 1231. Slight rain outside. I just stuck my head out the door, and it's raining a touch. You know, just a little sprinkle occasionally. We're talking about Memorial Day because it's right around the corner here. Other than Adams and my birthday, there are other things that are going on around Memorial Day. It was originally known as Decoration Day, and the reason why is because you would decorate your house for bunting and red, white, and blue things and flags and so forth. But it has become known as Memorial Day. And it was originally started after the Civil War, I believe, to honor the people that died in the Civil War in support of their country. Memorial Day was first recognized on what date, do you think? And it was always on this day, not this year, but it was always on the same day for, I don't know, up until the 70s or 80s, whenever they decided to make it, change it a little bit. Oh, shoot, I lost it again. I have the worst trouble with my big fat fingers. Okay. It was first recognized, like I said, it was to honor the Civil War veterans who had died on May 30th, 1868, 3 years after the Civil War ended. May 30th, 1868 is when the very first Memorial Day was recognized, and it was called Decoration Day back then. And the federal government made it a federal holiday in 1967. So you're getting all these facts so that when you go to that big picnic you're going to have, you will be the smartest person at the picnic about Memorial Day. You can tell, you know, you make bets with the, I know the first date that they celebrated Memorial Day, May 30th, 1868. Nobody else is going to know that, right? let's see. The Uniform Monday Holiday Act, by the way, is the act that changed all the federal holidays that happened on the weekend to everything was moved till Monday. That way we have three-day weekends. I'm not so certain what's so exciting about a three-day weekend. I have a three-day weekend every weekend. Some days, five-day weekends. That's a good thing about being retired. You can kind of sit back and relax and pretend like you're on the weekend. From my weekend starts as soon as I walk out of here today at 1 o'clock. And it doesn't end until I walk back in here on Wednesday morning next week at about 9:45. All right. Okay, let's go back and mention those things that people are trying to sell or find. We have a lady that has a plastic kitchen set for a kid, you know, little guy, little girl. Plastic kitchen set. It's about 4 feet long. It has a stove and a sink and a refrigerator on it. And she's throwing in the skillet and the whisk. So you got things that you can make up your omelet with. And all she wants is $10. Come on. We got to get that sold for her, right? Okay. You got your pen and pencil? Here's her phone number. And by the way, if you're the lady that I'm talking about and you get too many people calling you, or you get anybody calling you saying, I'll buy it, give me a call so I can take it off the air. I can't imagine that it's not going to go at $10, okay? 740-387-3689. 740-387-3689 for that plastic kids kitchen set. That sounds like a lot of fun. If I had known that I was going to love to cook as I got older, maybe as a little guy, I would have liked that kitchen set. I couldn't do any worse than I do now. All right. We also have a gentleman that called in. He's looking for a pool pump. You know, something to recirculate the water in his above-the-ground pool. His pool is 18 feet, and it's 4 feet deep. So that'll give you an idea of the size of the pump that he probably needs. And he's willing to negotiate a price on it. 740-361-0851. That's 740-361-0851. All right. And I told you about the First Ladies Luncheon that's coming up on August 6th between 11 and 1 out of Tri Rivers Career Center Auditorium. $25 donation for the tickets. Abigail Fillmore will be there. Frances Cleveland will be there. Eleanor Roosevelt will be there. And Nancy Reagan will be there. You can get tickets by going to www.marionhistory.com or calling 740-387-4255 or just running over to Heritage Hall here on East Church Street. And last but not least, there's going to be a Southern Gospel concert put on by Gary Lyons Trio with their special guest, the James Rainey Trio. That's going to be July 15th at 7 p.m. at the File Memorial Baptist Church at 487 David Street here in Marion, Ohio. For information, 740-692-1141. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We got about 22 more minutes. You can call in if you've got something that you want to get rid of or something you're trying to find, or a garage sale. If you got a garage sale going on this weekend, give us a call. We might be able to direct some people your way. It's free. Why not? Right? All right. When did Memorial Day move from... I already did that. Arlington National Cemetery used to be a plantation. And who did it belong to? Do you know who Arlington National Cemetery used to own, who it used to belong to? It was a plantation, and it was owned by Robert E. Lee. Isn't that interesting? I didn't know that. I'm not sure that I qualify as a veteran to be buried there, but I've been there several times, and I'm always in awe of all the people that have died for our nation. And that's what Memorial Day is about. Take a moment to doff your cap and remember those that have given the ultimate sacrifice for your nation. And let's hope we can keep the nation together for for a few more years, at least till I'm gone. Then you can do with it whatever you want to. No, please, please, make it a better nation. We haven't done that in a while. All right. Who spoke at the first Memorial Day ceremony at Arlington Cemetery? Do you know who that was? It was a president. I'll give you a hint. President James Garfield spoke there. When was the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery established? This is quite a while ago. It was established on November 11th, 1921. That's when they established the Tomb of the Unknowns. I was a member of the United States Army Field Band, which was a sister organization to those that guard the Tomb of the Unknown. We wore the same uniforms and stuff like that. Theirs were in a lot better shape than mine. If you've ever heard, it's worth going online. I think you can find the story of some of those young men who are guards at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. You can find it on YouTube. It's worth going and finding out what they go through to be guards at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. If you've ever been there, do yourself a favor. Be very respectful. Because if you aren't, they will call you out. They will stop their little march and turn to you and tell you why you must remain reverent around the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and embarrass the heck out of you, as they rightfully should. I did not have friends that were in that honor guard. I did have some friends that were in other bands, like the Air Force Band. And since then, I have met a friend that ran for office here in Marion, who was a member of the Drum and Fife Corps. And that was a great honor for him. I'll tell you what, there is no finer honor. Well, I'm sure there is, but I found it a high honor to be able to march in the inaugural parade of 1969. It was for Nixon's election, and I happened to be the very last inductee into the Army Field Band right before that parade. And I played string bass and I was a singer, so I couldn't march in the parade. But they had 99 people and they needed 100 people to march in the parade. And since I was the most new to the Army Field Band, they just said, Coble, you're going. Well, what am I? I'm not going to play my string bass. I can't carry it. They handed me a clarinet, and I was supposed to look like I was playing the clarinet. And I did learn how to play ruffles and flourishes, which is only two notes on the clarinet. So when we went by President Nixon, I was able to play that, da 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 da. That was it. But it was quite an honor, and I still think of it as an honor. And I've seen pictures of that parade and say, well, I'm in there somewhere. I know where I am. I'm right next to the bass drum. They put me right next to the bass drum so that if I did play anything, nobody could hear it. My wife told me she was watching me do the parade. And I looked like an idiot with my fingers flying on the keys. I didn't know what I was just faking it. Anyway, it was quite an honor for me to do that. We played a lot of places that were wonderful to play. We played at the Hollywood Bowl. We played at the Congressional Auditorium. I can't remember what it's really called. We played at NSA. We played at the Pentagon. We did not play at the White House. We played across the street from the White House, where several dignitaries were staying. We played in about 11 foreign countries, maybe 12. Including Mexico, Nicaragua, Ecuador. We took a southern trip that went through Central America and down into South America. We were supposed to take a trip when I first got there. The word came down that we would be traveling with Bob Hope to Vietnam. But an offensive started. I'm not sure which offensive, maybe the Tet Offensive, but some offensive started. And Bob Hope decided he had to postpone his trip. He eventually did go, but because he postponed it, we couldn't go with him. I didn't, thank goodness, didn't have to go to Vietnam. But it was kind of interesting. They did issue us, or they were going to issue us. We never got it. 45s that we were going. They were chrome 45s that we were going to wear on our side with a plug in the end of it so you couldn't shoot it. But we never got them because it was canceled. That's okay with me. I did get to learn how to fire the M1 and the M16 while I was in basic training. And I got out of the Army 3 years later as an E6, which... specialists wear one kind of insignia on their arm, and hard stripe sergeants wear the stripes. Well, depending on whether I was on the road or whether I was at the office, I wore hard stripes on the road when we toured, or when we went and set up tours, but I just wore the specialist things on my uniform. But the hard stripes, if you know what sergeant stripes look like, I had three up and one down when I finally left the Army. Okay, let's go back. We've got some things that we're trying to sell. We've got a plastic kitchen set for a kid. Plastic kitchen set. It's about 4 feet long, so it's a pretty big little device. She said it'd be fun outside. You know, it would be kind of fun for a kid to play out in the backyard or something like that. It includes a stove, a sink, a refrigerator. You know, it's the full kitchen thing. And she's also throwing in the skillet and the whisk so you can make some omelets for Mom and Dad. All she wants. And this, you can't go wrong with this. All she wants is $10. You can't even go to Goodwill and get it for $10. It would cost you at least $20 at the Goodwill. Her phone number. You ready? You got your pen ready? 740-387-3689. That's 740-387-3689. We also had a gentleman just called in not too long ago. He's looking for a pool pump. You know, to recycle the water in his above-the-ground pool, and his pool is 18 feet by 4 feet deep, so that gives you a general idea of the size of pool, the pump that he needs. Give him a call. He'll negotiate the price with you, 740-361-8751. That's 740-361-8751. I'm sorry, let me repeat this. Dyslexia jumped up and bit me in the nose. 740-361-0851. Okay. We have a couple of things that were sent in to us. Gary Lyons Trio is going to bring has special guests of the James Rainey Trio, and it'll be a nice evening of Southern Gospel Music, July 15th at 7 p.m. at the File Memorial Baptist Church here at 487 David Street in Marion, Ohio. For information about it, give a call to 740-692-1141. Also, get ready. August 6th from 11 to 1 p.m. Out at the Tri Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The first Ladies Luncheon. And it'll cost $25. The first ladies at this particular luncheon will be Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. For tickets, and the reason why we're doing it so early is because you have to have your reservations in by July 15th, okay? And to get those reservations, you can either go over to Heritage Hall, which is at 169 East Church Street here in Marion, or call them 740-387-4255 or go online to www.marionhistory.com. Okay, I think we got those things out of the way. We'll give them all those things at least one more time before we get off the air. We're talking about Memorial Day. What poem inspired the tradition of wearing and planting poppy blossoms on Memorial Day? That one, if you're an old guy like me, you will know the answer to that. In Flanders Fields by John McCrae. That was the poem that inspired wearing, you know, when I was young, people would stand out on street corners and sell those poppies that you could wear in your lapel or wherever you could wear it. It was a lot bigger back when I was young than it seems to be now. I don't see people wearing poppies. You know, though, I have as my on my Facebook, when my screen pops up, I do have a sunflower, but I have that on there for honoring Ukraine. We have a lot of places and people and things that we need to honor these days. Confederate Memorial Day is recognized in which states? Kind of interesting. I didn't know there was such a thing as Confederate Memorial Day. It's recognized in Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. Just about all of the states that seceded from the Union. They have a Confederate Memorial Day. Daughter lives in North Carolina. I didn't know about that. I'll have to ask her if they celebrated in Fuquay-Varina. Isn't that a name, Fuquay-Varina? The National Monument or Moment of Remembrance takes place at what time on Memorial Day? Now, this is something that kind of surprises people, that we have a national moment of remembrance. So you're supposed to take a minute to think silently and deeply about those that have given the final cause, given the final ounce of energy to saving our nation. in their passing. On Memorial Day, the National Moment of Remembrance takes place at 3 p.m. local time. So that'll be this coming Monday at 3 p.m. Just take a moment, take your hat off, bow your head, and think about the lost people that we have lost to so many wars that we've had here in the United States or by the United States with other countries. Which president signed the National Moment of Remembrance Act? That's interesting, too. Bill Clinton did that. More power to you, Bill. Good idea. Even those of us who are atheists will honor things like that. You don't have to pray. You can take your hat off with and honor those people that were strong enough to give their final ounce of energy to our nation. All right, let's go back. I've got 6 minutes to do this. Let's go back and get all these items off the table and get them sold, okay? Lady has a plastic kids kitchen set. Now, the kitchen set is about 4 feet long. It has a stove in it, a sink in it, a refrigerator in it, and she's providing the toy. Well, it depends on whether you're a kid or not, but the toy skillet and whisk, so you can make some omelets. And she only wants $10 for it, so please help her out. 740-387-3689. That's 740-387-3689. I hope I got it right that time, ma'am. Okay, we also had a gentleman that called in. He's looking for a pool pump for his above-the-ground pool. The pool pump needs to be able to work on a pool that is 18 feet across by 4 feet deep. And you can call and negotiate a price with him. 740-361-0851. That's 740-361-0851. We have the First Ladies Luncheon, we're announcing, is going to be on Saturday, August 6th, from 11 to 1 p.m. out at Tri Rivers Career Center Auditorium. Event pricing is $25. The first ladies that'll be there: Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. You can reserve your tickets. You have to do it by July 15th. You can do it by going over to Heritage Hall over there at on East Church Street, or by calling 740-387-4255, or online at www.marianhistory.com. There is also, we're announcing the Southern Gospel Music Sing, Gary Lyons Trio, with special guest stars, the James Rainey Trio, and that'll be July 15th. At 7 p.m., I've been saying File Memorial Baptist Church. It's either File or Fight. I can't read the writing here. 487 David Street here in Marion. For more information, maybe find out what the name of the Baptist Church is, call Gary Lyons, 740-692-1141. That's Gary a call at 740-692-1141. Hey, I hope you've had a good day today. I've had a good day. We've talked about some crazy things like stupidity and honesty and all sorts of things under the sun. We've talked about Memorial Day, like who's created with creating Memorial Day? General John A. Logan. He's the gentleman that has been credited with creating Memorial Day. How should American flags mark Memorial Day? at half staff until noon, then full staff till sundown. That's interesting. I've got to make sure I get my flag out when I go home today. Now, I have one of those little tiny flags you can't put at half staff, but I'm going to put it out in my garden so that people know that I support those who gave their final, their life for our country. All right. We got about 2 minutes left to go. I don't, or a minute and a half. Don't have any time to take any more calls, I don't think. But we do have a plastic kitchen set with a stove, sink, and refrigerator, skillet, and whisk for $10, 740-387-3689. Or a gentleman looking for a pool pump for an 18-foot pool, 4 feet deep, 740-361-0851. And you've been listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. I hope you have a great weekend and a great Memorial Day weekend. You know, it's 3 days long. I know I tease about mine being longer, but it is a 3 day long weekend. Listen to the Indy 500. Go out and have a picnic. Take a moment at 3 p.m. on Memorial Day to remember those that have passed in the honor of your nation. And just have a good weekend. Remember that we are all one nation. And we all, though we fight a lot, we should try to stick together and be courteous to each other, kind, concerned, and maybe if you happen to pray for the families of the kids that were killed this week. Have a good day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 106.